I was just wondering if you would talk to us a little about the nature of time. Time is...
Is there time?
Whenever I think about it, it just boggles my mind, and in a really good way. I love trying to think about it and trying to understand it. And I'm thinking also, just out of curiosity, two things connected to that. I'm wondering how Abraham feels when relating to us in our field of time. And I'm wondering about how that concept relates to how we create, particularly if we're creating something that seems to have like a time limit. It needs to be done at a certain time because of, you know, the circumstances.
It's good. I want to start with the second part of where you were going. We think it is a good basis. When you realize that time is a perceptual thing, then you understand how it looks different from every vantage point. So you ask, what is it like for Abraham to participate with you in your time-space reality? And we say, it feels timeless to us. It feels infinite to us. And what we mean by that is, as we are chatting with you here, we are not only aware of you here and now and what you're asking, but we're aware of what's in your vibrational escrow and where you're going. Now, we can also be aware of how you got to where you are, but that's not as interesting to us. We are fixated on the two aspects of time, so to speak, which is present and future, which is where you are in relationship to where you want to be. And so, as we are expressing to you, we are focused primarily upon where you are going, and everything that we utter, every single vibration that we offer that Esther finds words for, are toward the effort of helping you transform yourself from where you are to the vibrational escrow that you have been creating over a long period of time. So we talk to you on many levels of your being. We're talking to you in ways that you can hear right now, and many of you are getting quite a bit from this, but we are also aware of circumstances and events that are going to present themselves to you over the next days and weeks and months. And so we are giving you information, understanding that it won't make sense to you right now, but as you are hearing it and receiving it on vibrational levels of your being, as you walk through time and experience and have those experiences, some of those ahas as life rendezvous with what you're hearing now. So that's why you can listen to a recording that you've heard several times and hear new things on it. People write Jerry and Esther letters saying, Abraham is sneaking in the night and putting things on the tape that were not there before. And it's because you are coming into vibrational readiness for what is already there. So the reason we say that that's a basis that we're laying here is because we want you to understand that from our point of view, where there is not time, where everything is simultaneous, everything that you want is already done. But through the perception that you are living, you have to walk through time and experience in order to close that gap. But it's not about time, it's about vibrational alignment. And that's why we say time is perceptual. You've had the experience of an hour of time seeming like a lot longer, and you've had the experience of an hour of time seeming like a lot less. Many of you have had the experience of feeling like time was standing still and you were moving within it. In other words, it's everything sort of goes into slow motion. Time is a perceptual thing. We would like to say to you that the more you are in alignment with who you are, the more expansive time becomes, because you utilize the laws of the universe to do the bulk of the work, where you then the effort and energy and things that you feel like you are spending time doing are more the observing. It's sort of like just reaping the benefit. Feel the difference in, I'll use my time and my focus to reap the benefit of the work already done, as compared to I'll use my time and focus to push to make it happen. So,